Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, I'd like to begin the broadcast today by reading a passage found in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 4. And Paul is speaking to Timothy and to all of us, and he says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." That's the King James Version. And Paul is basically speaking to Timothy and to us, that as soldiers of Jesus Christ, that we shouldn't allow ourselves to be caught up and distracted by worldly affairs. Another translation translates that verse, "No soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him." And if you've been in the military, surely you can understand that. We are in the army of the Lord. And then remember another situation that's, I trust, very familiar. Jesus was visiting in Bethany, and he was at the home of Mary and Martha, and he was fellowshipping and teaching, and Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and Martha was busy preparing a meal. And she, of course, wanted everything to be just right for Jesus, and she wanted that the hospitality she was extending and the meal being prepared would be something that would really bless him and those that were there with him. And of course, this is something that you and I would want to do, but she was distracted by her doing good. She, in a sense, was resentful. Actually, she, of course, would want to be where Mary was sitting at his feet, but she also was aware of responsibilities that, and I've said this many times, if she wasn't in there preparing, how would the meal have been fixed? However, it could have been done by both of them when Jesus was done teaching. However, only the Lord knows the immediate circumstances, but we do know, because it's recorded for us, Martha's response and the response of Jesus. So what can we learn about this? She was distracted by doing good, and I think many times that with the best of intentions, with a purity of heart, we want to serve God, but sometimes we can get so busy, so overloaded, so overwhelmed, that we're losing sight of the whole purpose of what Jesus wants, just as Martha had done. She was distracted, and he told Martha, Mary had chosen the best portion. And so, how can that apply to our lives? Well, brothers and sisters, if we allow it, doing the work of the Lord can actually displace our personal time with God, our time of fellowship, our time of rest and communion. That's what the Lord wants, that personal intimacy with each one of us. And Jesus pointed out, no matter how seemingly worthy one's objectives or one's intentions or whatever office one might hold, nothing is as important. Nothing can rival the significance of taking time with the Lord. Nothing should take preeminence over our relationship with Him. That should be the most important thing. And if that is, then God will help us by the Spirit to enable us to balance all the other responsibilities and all the other things that He desires us to do, that we desire to do for Him, or that would be a blessing to us. In that time, there's also, because He doesn't drive us, He wants us to have the rest we need. not only the mental, emotional rest, but physical rest. The Sabbath principle, if you've listened any time, you've heard me say that is something that God has given before the Old Covenant. It was, you know, God rested on the seventh day. And so that is something that should be a part of our lives, because we know, He knows we're mortal beings, and even for animals, that was important that they had a day of rest. So God values our fellowship with Him. More importantly, perhaps, than anything we could do for Him, Jesus told the Samaritan woman that God was seeking men and women who would worship Him. In fact, let me just take a few moments to go to that fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. And He's talking with this Samaritan woman, and they're talking about water. And Jesus is saying, well, I've got some water that if you drink of the water I give, this living water, you won't ever thirst again. And she says, oh, that sounds like a great idea. I won't have to come back here. Please give me this water. However, the Lord was talking about spiritual things. And in verse 21, He said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what, but we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. So Jesus basically told this Samaritan woman that the Lord, the Father, was seeking worshipers. And God, He wants us to have that relationship with Him first, and then we can become able workers for Him. Jesus did tell us, didn't He, to pray for workers, for the harvest was ripe and that there were laborers that were needed. But obviously, those workers must be worshipers first. And so often, because that's just kind of the way we are, human nature, we've kind of reversed this pattern for so long. Much of church history has been barren, a spiritual wasteland in comparison to what God planned for His church. He wanted us to be worshipers, and then the works would follow, just as it did for Jesus. He worshiped the Father. He spent, that was the most vital time in His life, was to be with the Father. He would depart. I mean, He could have been with crowds. He just said, I need to be alone. I need to go and pray. And He would do that. He would let nothing impede that fellowship that He knew He needed with the Father. And if He needed it, how much more do we? And so we find in the book of Job, chapter 36, verses 27 and 28, it speaks of rain. And of course, natural rain, well, that's a symbol of the spiritual rain that God desires to give to us. Basically, God's blessing. They come down from heaven. He, God, Job says, draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and abundant showers fall on mankind. This natural phenomenon, which we're all familiar with, pictures a corresponding spiritual reality. In Zechariah, the 14th chapter, verse 16 and 17, it states, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That was a time of rejoicing, a time of really of fellowship. It speaks to the times in which we are living, where God would establish it was a time of rejoicing because it was fellowship. In verse 17, and it says, it shall come to be that whoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. So, what do we see? No worship, no rain, no blessing from the Lord. And the worship of God's people is very precious to the Lord. it ascends, if you will, to God as vapors from the earth, as sweet incense. You see, that was representative of prayer and praise, the incense, the sweet incense that arose in the tabernacle. It was a reminder to God of the prayers, and also to God's people, of the prayers and the worship that he desired. And these vapors arrive in God's presence, and then they, if you will, distill into a rain, the rain of God's blessing, of glory, of his renewal that will fall upon those who worship him. Just as it works in the natural realm, so there's a spiritual dynamic we need to understand. It all comes back to us in blessing as we worship in spirit and in truth. As we worship, if you will, that attitude of the heart, that adoration that comes forth from our innermost being provides God, if you will, with the raw material, so to speak, which he then uses to release power and blessings among us and among his people and upon the lands in which they dwell. And so, beloved, this is a very important spiritual principle. If it's true, when the Lord is reigning in Jerusalem, if they don't worship, they don't get rain, how much more would that be true in the times in which we are currently living? Well, there is more to share, but I see my time has flown, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me, and I do thank you for your prayer support, your financial help, and I want you to know that I love you and I pray for you daily, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. My heart's desire is that you would experience God's very best in every area of your life. And if God's moving upon you, he has a reason for doing it. So the announcer will give our contact information. I'll respond by mail, although if you do email, I will always confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal letter back, I invite you to share your mailing address. I alone answer the mail. And over the years, decades, multitudes have been blessed by the word, the timely word that God has sent in due season. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.